Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Aaron Gordon high and right above the arc, dumps it down to Bucci, a wheel around Whiteside, dropped it, got it back, right hand hook, yep, right in the eye. Shot by Boots there. Good offensive move. Good spin by the big guy. 13 is the lead for the Heat. 63-50.
Honestly, we just started, executing better on both ends of the floor. Defensively, made a lot of mistakes. And offensively, we weren't getting, the shots that we were in the first half, and we were much more effective. So, once we started, after the timeout, Coach kind of calmed us down and gave us, told us what we needed to do, and we took care of stuff on defensive end.
And with that, we welcome you to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. That, the voice of Nick Vucevic, his magic in action last night, taking on the Miami Heat down in South Beach, and they fall 90-89. That's the bad news. The good news is there's only two preseason games left, and then we play things for real coming up on the 17th. Next up for the Magic will be tomorrow night against the Memphis Grizzlies. And you can see that on the telecast on Fox Sports Florida. And different station tomorrow night other than 96.9, but we'll have all that information and run down that in great detail coming up momentarily. But right now, let's bring in my guest for the first portion of the program. He is John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. JD, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here. We got in. I like those Miami trips, JD. I know you already had a trip to Philadelphia. The rest of us had our first one last night to Miami, but for us, for a first trip, a 45-minute flight, only gone one night, that's a perfect way to break into it.
Yeah, Dante, we're spoiled the way we get to travel. It's really nice, but, man, we look forward to those short flights. Those are the best, and that was good to be up and down the way we were last night.
No, it sure was. It sure was. And J.D., we'll get into some of your stuff that you're working on and what we can find on OrlandoMagic.com, but the Magic in action last night in Miami, 22-14 for Nick Vucevic, 17 for Jaren Grant off the bench, which I thought was exceptional to see that. And for the Miami Heat, Ronnie Magruder continues to impress with 19. But here you go. This Miami Heat team races off to a 19-point lead. You're thinking it could be a long night. It could be a long second half. What changed? What did you notice with this club to kind of clamp down on the defensive end and get back in and actually take a lead?
Yeah, the guys talked about it after the game. The second quarter was really bad. And then the Magic start off that third quarter, the first 4 minutes, they didn't have a basket. They're 0-7. The guys talked about how Steve Clifford called a timeout. He was calm. He didn't yell. He didn't scream. He talked about execution. He didn't, rant and rave. He talked about ways to fix the problem. And, that's the kind of mature, smart coach that the Magic have. Sometimes you need to rant and rave, but sometimes you need to just give the guys solutions, and that's what he did. He told them to pick up the intensity on the defensive end. He drew up some X's and O's to help offensively, and it was like night and day. The team turned it around. They almost took the lead by the end of the third quarter, and there we were midway through the fourth, the Magic had the lead. So that was a heck of a rally from down 19 to take the lead in the second half of that game.
Yeah, it sure was. And I had my head in that huddle, and everybody was exactly right. This is our first chance to kind of get a look at Cliff, and you didn't know. And I don't think they knew kind of what his demeanor would be coming back to the huddle. But he was very calming and said, okay, they made their run. This is a game of runs. We haven't played great for a couple of minutes, but we're better than this. And it certainly did calm him down. Nick Vucevic continues to torch the Miami Heat, JD, 22-14. Uh-huh. But I think it's bigger than that. I was very impressed and encouraged with how many touches Cliff seemed to be making a concerted effort to kind of run his offense through Vuce for stretches.
Cliff has been very complimentary of Vuce all preseason. He said, hey, there's not many big men in this league who can do what he does on the offensive end. You can run the offense through him. He averaged a career high in assists last year, 3.4 a game. He's so smart, and Vuce is of the type that if you draw a play up for him, he doesn't think that, hey, that means I got to shoot this. It means find the best, the best right option on the play. Just because you draw a play up for you, it still means find the best option. And, Vuce will attack and draw the defense and kick the ball to the open man. So, the fact that he can post up, the fact that he can shoot, but you can also run the game through him. And You know, I also like the, you know, he gave Whiteside a little bit of trouble last night. He got his hands on a couple of balls, and you know, everybody's always going to point to Vooch's defense, but he's a willing defender. He's a smart defender, and he's had a really good camp so far. You know, Vooch spent most of his summer here. He's in great shape. His skills are right. I really think he's set up for a big season for the Magic.
Yeah, you mentioned that defense, and Aaron Berlin telling my in my ear, and you're right. He mentioned the 28 deflections that they had last night. Didn't know at the time when the game ended how many they finished with for the game, but they were very active on the defensive end. Before we touch on that, though, JD, the last play of the game, your vantage point when you saw the last play of the game and how the refs got, you know, you don't blame everything on the refs, but they kind of did take a little of the wind out of their sails.
Yeah, you know, the ref blows the whistle, and he's getting ready to hand the ball to Vooch, and then he pulls it back. Well, the Magic, you know, as soon as the Magic heard the whistle, they ran the play. And, you know, that kind of messed things up because then the Miami Heat knew exactly what they were going to do. It was a heck of a play Cliff drew up, and it was kind of reminiscent of the one that B. Hill drew up years ago.
Yes, right.
You know, the lob to Dwight to beat San Antonio, because Aaron comes across and sets the screen. You're trying to draw the big guy up to come off the screen, and then Aaron kind of flips back door for a lob. And it was a heck of a design of a play, but when you show them what's going to happen, you know, it's not going to work as well the second time. When the ref pulled the ball back, that totally, you know, ruined the element of surprise on the play.
Yeah, I love it. He drew it up to be a lob right at the rim. Aaron go up and get it and dunk it down. And unfortunately, it didn't go that way. The Magic fall 92-89. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one more guy from that game, Jaren Grant, 17 points. And JD, you know, listen, the 2 years he's had in Chicago haven't been great. And you've mentioned it. You've written about it. Jeff Weltman has mentioned it, that he's hoping that Orlando is his home, that things kind of start to click here in Central Florida. Boy, that game like last night could go a long way towards that.
Yeah, that was a heck of a performance. You know, I mean, people don't realize Jaren Grant is 6'4". He's got long arms. He's a big guard. You know, he was giving Goran Dragic fits. He was giving Tyler Johnson fits. Basically, they just kept running high pick and roll over and over and over. And you know, he would use his body and could get to the rim. He sealed Tyler Johnson off once for a post move in there. You know, this is a big year for Grant. He's in a contract year. He knows he's got to get better. He knows he's got to play better. He feels like there's a heck of an opportunity here. And, you know, a little background on Jaren Grant. He basically grew up with Victor Oladipo. They
right.
lived at each other's houses. They played on the same AAU team. They went to high school together. And, you know, Victor has told him that this fan base loves basketball, that they will love you if you play hard. And you know, he's had a lot of talks with Victor all offseason. He kind of uses Victor the way Victor has gotten better each year. He uses him as an example. We're writing about him tomorrow on OrlandoMagic.com, but he uses Victor. He even uses Horace. You know, Horace had success here. Guys who've gotten better as their career has gone along, and he's hoping to, you know, use that same sort of path to have a great year this season.
Yeah, that'd be great. Speaking with John Denton, and you can read his stuff on OrlandoMagic.com. All right, get us up to speed on a couple of things. Evan Fournier, 2 of 12 last night. I know he had, what, a 1 for 10 or 1 for 11 performance in Philadelphia. Again, and Cliff, you know, doubled down on it. You don't worry about these guys. Evan's a shooter. He's a scorer. He can score. Is Evan pressing? What do you see? Is he, you know, he had such a great camp, JD. Those shooting performances are kind of surprising.
You know, I have a pretty good relationship with Evan, and I went up to him in the locker room and kind of, you know, bumped him a little bit and said, "What the heck's going on with you?"
Right.
And he just shakes his head. You know, he said, "These are shots that I make all the time. These are shots I get all the time." He's just chalking it up to you know, being preseason basketball, and he thinks eventually they're going to fall.
Sure.
We all know Evan Fournier's, you know, too great of a shooter, too efficient of a shooter for this to keep going. You know, he shot a couple where he was fading away. He forced a couple. But I really think that, you know, when Miami rolls around next Wednesday on opening night, that's when we'll see the real Evan Fournier. If you remember last year, that season opener, Miami made a huge run at the end of the game. They drew up a play for Evan Fournier, came off a screen and drilled a three to win that game. But that's the Evan Fournier we'll see next Wednesday when as Tracy McGrady once said, when the popcorn starts popping.
That's exactly right. And when that was crunch time and he took that last shot late in the fourth quarter, I said, that's money. He's going to make. He doesn't mind taking that, regardless of what happened all game. But unfortunately, it didn't go down. Speaking with John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. JD, I was trying to explain to Aaron Berlin as we were doing Magic Drive Time last night, You and I got on the bus last night at the hotel, and there's fans clamoring for Mo Bamba. We get to the arena, and there was one fan in particular just screaming. Mo had his headset on and didn't hear him, and he was behind him, so he couldn't see him, just screaming for Mo. It was kind of fun, JD. We haven't had that kind of attention and fanfare in a little bit. It was enjoyable.
Yeah. There were a couple of security guys inside. They're like, what's going on out there? What's all
right,
the screaming?
Right.
And they didn't realize they were y'all yelling for Mo Bamba, but you know, people gravitate to this guy. It was amazing the night in Philly, the first night. Fans in the upper deck are yelling, Mo Bamba, we want Mo, we want Mo. You know, which is cool
it's great.
To see.
It's great.
People love this guy. I mean, he has so much personality. He's so off the charts intelligent. And we've seen so far the kid's got so much game. You know, he gets it. He knows how to shoot the ball. He can put it on the floor. He had, I think, three more assists last night. Similar vein to Vooch, where you can run the offense through him. He's going to make the right play. And, hey, those first two games, he was 4-for-4 from three-point range. You know, he didn't connect on one last night, but I think Magic fans have to be absolutely tickled at what they've seen through three games from Mo Bamba.
Well, yeah, you get excited what the future, a little glimpse into the future at times, and eventually he'll get up to speed. And you tweeted that out last night that he missed his first career three, and somebody retweeted saying how disappointed they were he wasn't going to go perfect from from distance for the entire year. Speaking with John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. JD, what do you anticipate from Jonathan Isaac? We had John Hammond on the show, and he said, listen, we got to get to a point where Isaac is just playing. He's got to be playing games. Can we get him back tomorrow, do you think? Is that the goal? And let's find a way to keep this guy healthy all year.
Yeah, hey, that was great stuff from you getting John Hammond. John Hammond was very candid, very honest.
Yeah, right.
He said, this kid needs to play. He was on your show the other night. That was great stuff. And John Hammond's right. Hey, this cannot be a wasted preseason for Jonathan Isaac. He needs to play these next two games. He needs to get knocked around. He needs to be sore, and he needs to come back from it. The hope is he's going to practice today. You know, he did everything Sunday. He did everything Monday morning. He had another pregame routine workout Monday night before the game. He's practicing today. The hope is that he'll be fine. Wake up, you know, Wednesday morning, he'll wake up fine and play Wednesday night and play Friday night and be ready to go for the regular season. So, you know, this team needs him to be out there. They need, you know, to see what he can do. They need him to mesh with everybody. You know, those injuries really messed up his rookie season. They can't have these injuries mess up his preseason. He's got to tough it out, get through these two games, and, you know, not do anything silly if he's in pain.
Right, right.
He needs to get through these bumps and bruises and play these two games and be ready to go Wednesday night when it's count for real.
Well, hopefully that'll be the case. JD, one last thing before we let you go. The fun thing for me in the preseason, you wish everybody could make the roster. You wish you had spots for all these guys because you kind of get to know them a little bit. You wrote an article about Brian Angola, first NBA Colombian-born player, and I thought it was an interesting story. I encourage people to go to OrlandoMagic.com and read it. A terrific job by you, but to just touch on that, and that really is one of the cool things about the preseason.
Yeah, you know, this kid is incredible. At 12 years old, his parents had played basketball. Nobody in Colombia basically plays basketball. It's such a soccer-obsessed country. 12 years old, he kind of starts messing around with basketball a little bit. Had no clue how to play, had never seen it played. 2 years later, his family moves him away to a bigger city, and he learns how to play. He somehow gets an invite to an Adidas Nation camp in L.A. You know, he gets seen there, and he gets a scholarship to a high school in Nevada. They go 35-1. He gets a JUCO scholarship. He's a JUCO All-American his first year. Ends up at Florida State and has two great years there. And now here he is in the NBA. Every day he gets hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of email, Facebook messages, Instagram messages from people back in Colombia saying, you're my hero.
How about that?
Pulling for you. You know, the whole country is behind him. I mean, he's the first one ever from a country of 60 million people to do this. So it's, you know, a heck of an accomplishment for a guy who got a late start. And, you know, Cliff loves him. Man, he's so athletic. He's long. He's probably going to spend most of this season in Lakeland with the Lakeland Magic, but he's got a shot at making this thing eventually because he's, you know, he's so talented and he's smart and he's got this drive to prove that he can do this.
Well, that's fantastic. It's a great read, OrlandoMagic.com. You can catch all of his stuff. John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you tomorrow night, JD.
Thanks, Dante. Appreciate it. Take care.
You got it. John Denton. Make sure you go to OrlandoMagic.com and you can read all of his stuff. And you can also witness the start of Orlando Magic basketball in October and November for one low price with the Fall Fast Break Pass. Kick off the season with six games plus preseason for just $49. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today. I'm going to rile up Aaron Berlin when we come back. Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game in just a moment.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in... Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime, redefined.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
That's what we want to do. You know, we want teams to come in and be like, well, we got to play the Magic tonight. And I know it's going to be a tough game for 48 minutes. Starters, bench, everybody who comes in is going to, you know, play hard.
Yeah, I like that. Jaren Grant after the game last night in South Beach, he had a 17-point performance, and his team nearly pulled off the 19-point comeback to win the game. And Jaren Grant played a pivotal role. 17 points again last night, knocked down a couple of big threes to help the Magic keep that one close.
Grant looking, still looking, finally gets it into Bamba at the last moment. Bamba guarded by Winslow, well outside right, trying to turn around him, can't get around him. Wheels it back outside Jaren Grant, 4-3, that's up, that's in. If Jaren Grant makes that shot this season, the Magic will be in good stead. I'll tell you what, that's not a shot he was...
No, you're right. It was low 30% last year, but he goes 2-for-3 from beyond the arc last night. 17 points, 5-of-8 from the floor. Did not have an assist for the backup point guard. That, I'm sure he'll tell you, will be one area that he'll be focused on the last two games here in the preseason and moving forward. But listen, if Jaren Grant can get some consistency, that will certainly be a welcome addition. You have to respect that shot this year. Welcome back to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you. We welcome your text messages, 50857. We'll peek in at that here in just a moment. Want to let you know, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. If you buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season, and it's easy, I've done it, I bought them for my family, you will score a free Magic black, blue, or white Nike Swingman jersey. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information. Certainly encourage you to do that. And a programming note here, AB. So tomorrow you're going to have Magic Drive Time, correct?
Yep.
You will host the program. Do we know what's in the works?
Right now, we're planning on Mike Wallace, who used to be down in Miami covering the Heat, now works for the Memphis Grizzlies. We're going to talk to him about Jaren Jackson Jr.
Fantastic. Excellent. Former ESPN man as well, I believe, Mike Wallace. So that'll be good. But you will not hear the start of the game on this station, 96.9. Tomorrow we move. We have a little couple of conflicts throughout the year. This is one of them against the Memphis Grizzlies. So as they get set to take on the Grizzlies tomorrow, coverage starts at 6:30 on our sister station, Axion, okay? And it's frequency 97.9 in conjunction with AM 810, Axion, 810 AM, 97.9 FM, okay? You can also stream the pregame show and listen to the entire game on the Magic app and on 810 here locally. So just some programming notes. We will join the game in progress. So tomorrow there's a UCF coaches show. When the show ends, you will come back here on 96.9 around 8 o'clock. But for that first hour and a half, 8:10 a.m. and 97.9. So now, is that good, Aaron? Everyone's up to speed on that?
That is wonderful. That was exactly how it was written up, too, which is wonderful. So you mentioned the text line.
Yes,
and we do
yes.
get one. And what people don't realize about the show is everything's cyclical. Everything that we play makes sense in some way, shape, or form. So during the break, we got this one about Jaren Grant. Dante did not realize he could shoot it the way that he did. And that's why we played the cut. That's why we played the highlight. there we go.
Kumbaya, everything. Absolutely. Everything flows all together. And, well, I'll tell you what, you heard me break it down with JD, and I heard JD break it down. Listen, this guy's trying to find a home. This guy's trying to, honestly, he's trying to push DJ Augustine for minutes. I mean, ideally for Jaren Grant, he'd win the starting job. Not going to happen. DJ's the guy, at least for now, you would think, going into the start of the season. But as a coach, all you want is healthy competition. And if Jaren can have good games like this coming off the bench, man, that's terrific. I think they both provide opposite things. I think DJ provides offense. Jaren can provide stellar defense. And if he has the ability to be a 3-and-D guy and be consistent from beyond the arc, that only helps you. But I think you look at the point guard as a unit between those two guys.
Oh, absolutely. And Dante, you asked him the question yesterday in the postgame show. He's never had to do this before. He's never gone into a right. new team, learned an entire new situation. And this guy already looks comfortable. Granted, it's a preseason game in sure. Miami. It's 3 of 5. It is what it is. But the same thing, like, comfortability is a huge thing when it becomes a point guard issue.
Especially as the point guard. So now you've got the ball in your hands. You've got to facilitate. I mean, the no assist last night, he's still learning these guys. He's trying to find out where they get the basketball. And if you're a 3 or a 4 or a 5, you don't have to learn as much. They're going to get you the basketball in those kind of scenarios.
I'll tell you what, though. I liked watching him out there. He looked pretty good. He looked pretty solid.
He does. And listen, don't write off Isaiah Briscoe. We've not heard the last of Isaiah. I'm telling you, this guy can play. He's got an attitude about him. He's got an IQ about him. And those three together, I think you've got a solid enough point guard position to stem the tide. Certainly for this season. AB, before we close it out, tonight is game 4 in New York.
You're ready for this, aren't you?
Yep, in the Bronx, in Yankee Stadium. 16-1 last night. So I got the game. George put it on his phone, so I'm kind of glancing at it while the Magic game is happening. And very quickly, I was able to breathe a sigh of relief as it went to 4 and then 7 on the bat of Benintendi. Brock Holt gets the triple, hits for the cycle, and just their worst loss in postseason history for the Yankees. Just a terrific win for my Sox.
How about that? It was the first time that those two teams had played each other in the new Yankee Stadium, and the Red Sox just throttle them. I felt bad for the Yankees because I want this series to be competitive.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Dante, I don't even know if your Sox can beat the Astros with the way that they're playing.
No, I agree.
They looked good yesterday.
I agree. And people have said it all year that no matter how this shapes up and the Red Sox may have the best record and have home field throughout, you still got to go through Houston. Houston's the team, and that does scare me. Do we close it out tonight? Rick Porcello against CC Sabathia. Rick Porcello has been shelled by the Bronx Bombers this year. Do we close it out?
No, I don't think so. But I'm just amazed that CC can still throw a postseason game.
I know.
The guy has done it for so long.
We don't hit him either. We don't hit. You could throw. Well, you are lefty.
I am a lefty. I throw about 75 miles an hour.
There you go.
And it's slow.
That's good enough. Anyone that throws lefty against us, we can't hit them. J.A. Happ, C.C. Sabathia. So we'll see. Hopefully we turn that tide tonight and close out the New York Yankees. 100 wins, and down they go. That would be fantastic. Magic next in action tomorrow. We will have that game on Fox Sports Florida at 7. And again, tomorrow for the game on the radio broadcast, AMA 10, 97.9, and then join this in progress on 96.9. Have a great night, everyone.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget?
All right, let's start with internet. You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com. Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.